Right now in our region, we have had over 46 mobile blood drives canceled for last week, this week, and the coming weeks, which is a really big hit this time of year. What we see in the spring is generally demand goes up for blood products, and we start to see donor participation reduced because of things like spring break and spring schedules. And so what we're looking at right now is trying to be able to meet that demand by adding drives back on the schedule that aren't likely to be as successful as what was originally scheduled. What that means is that we would have already been scheduled to go to high schools, which are very good for us, or private businesses with a lot of staff members that work on site. And we're replacing those with community drives where we may have seen 60 people before. We might be lucky to see 30 people now.
Why does demand go up in the spring?
Well, what we see is that people get outside and they go boating or they have accidents from yard work and other various things. We see this all summer long. Boating accidents, actually, the number is pretty high in this area. And those traumas take blood products. On top of trauma situations or some kind of disaster situation like we had with the tornadoes a few weeks ago, the blood is also used for surgeries and it's also used for treatments of cancer patients. So either an adult or a child in treatment likely needs transfusions of blood and platelets before and after their treatments.
Okay, so we've seen that you can be tested for COVID-19 by giving a blood sample.
You cannot be tested through us. Every product that's collected here goes through screening. We do test for various infectious diseases, so things like HIV or hepatitis B, hepatitis C, but we do not test currently for the flu or coronavirus or any of those illnesses. That has to go through a healthcare organization.
What do you tell people who are concerned about giving blood at this time?
So at this point, there is no correlation between transfusions and blood donation. So the FDA still says it's safe to come and donate blood. According to the FDA, there's no intrinsic risk of the safety of the blood supply. So the risk to the availability of blood for patients is in need because of the increase in canceled donations. So right now, everything that we know, there is no known risk of transmission of COVID-19 through the blood donation process or through blood transfusions.
You already have a very clean and sanitized facility. Are you doing anything in addition to that in
We
order to
are.
prepare?
We
Okay.
have changed some of our cleaning products to things that are a little bit stronger, bleach mixtures, other things that are going to kill on contact when we spray them. We do those in the evenings when no one is here after we've closed the building. We are also doing daily cleanings throughout the building at various times just to make sure things are wiped down, like handrails and things that people may touch more often than others. Additionally, at any of our four centers or any of our mobile drives, the first thing that we're going to do when you walk in the door is we're going to take your temperature. And anybody with a temperature over 99.5, we're going to pull you to the side and have a conversation. So that either goes for staff, donors, or visitors to the buildings or drives that may just come by. 99.5 and below, we'll ask you, do you feel healthy and well today? And then we will also ask you if you have been in contact with anybody that has been diagnosed with coronavirus or if someone in your household has been diagnosed with coronavirus. And if you answer yes, you feel healthy and well, and no, you have not had any contact, then we're going to let you on into the building or onto the drive. So we're going to do a second check on everybody just to make sure that the thermometer is working correctly. But anything over 99.5, we're going to redirect you, and anything under, then we can proceed with what you came in to do so staff can go on to work and donors can go on to their screening process. And that's an important thing to remember as well. Even though we're doing the temperature check at the front door, you're still going to get another temperature check in the screening process when we do the mini physical and we check your iron levels, we check your blood pressure, we check your temperature again.
Any particular blood groups that you're looking for at the moment?
We are right now in a low inventory of O negative and O positive. That means that we have a less than 5 day supply on the shelves. So if we had another disaster or another event like the tornadoes that we saw a few weeks ago, that could wipe us out pretty quickly.
If somebody doesn't know what their blood type is, can you all test for that?
We do test for that. Anybody that's a new blood donor that hasn't been in before will have what we call a typing test during the screening process, and we can tell them their blood type then. And then that information will be stored in a donor account that they'll have and be able to access in the future. So that if they happen to forget, they can always go back and look it up.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that should be said?
We're encouraging people that are feeling healthy and well to come in and donate. If you have not felt well, we ask you to wait till you feel better. If you've had a fever or if any other sicknesses in the family or in your household, we ask you to wait to come in and donate. But if you feel good, we ask you to come and see us. Again, we're doing everything that we can to make sure that the environment is safe and that everybody feels safe when they come in. And again, the demand doesn't change. We may see a slight shift if hospitals elect to not have the elective surgeries. There may be a little bit of a shift in demand, but the trauma events still happen, and the need for the cancer patients is still there. And for anyone that has a blood disease, the need for transfusions is still going to be there. So we don't stop needing blood just because this virus is spreading and people are now testing positive for it. Additionally, if someone wants to make an appointment, we offer that at our four centers, so they can call us at 865-521-2658 or go online to medicblood.org and schedule an appointment at any one of our centers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your help.